Isn't it absolutely stupendous? Momentous. To think that the God of whom Scripture says, from eternity to eternity, thou art God, he ever existed. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. He just spoke and this world came into being, and he commanded and it stood fast. Out of nothing he made it. But he made us to have fellowship with him. God made man for fellowship. He redeemed man for fellowship. You know how Adam and Eve disobeyed God? God came down in consideration in the cool of the day to commune with man. Man was afraid. He had a guilty conscience. He'd sinned against God. He disobeyed him. And he sought to hide himself in the trees. God put man into a wonderful situation. Everything he desired, he provided. But there was one prohibition, that they weren't to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But instead of listening to God, man listened to Satan. Satan got her ear. Hath God said, he raised a doubt. Satan's like that. He's a deceiver. Has God said that you're not to eat of the tree? She said, yes. Then he spoke a lie. He said, you won't die. You'll become like God. So man sinned and fell away from God, and God had to drive him out of the garden. Fellowship was broken. And so that mankind would not come back into the garden and eat of the tree of life and perpetuate that wretched condition forever, God put an angel to guard the way, a flashing sword. Well, how can God have fellowship with a guilty man who's disobeyed him, who's sinful, who's come under his judgment, the soul, the day thou eatest of the tree, thou shalt surely die? We've been occupied with the Lord Jesus, how he came. And on Calvary's cross, he took upon himself my sins and your sins. And he bore God's holy judgment against it. God poured out all his anger in his fullness, in its fullness upon Jesus. There'd never been a rupture in the relationship. He said, I always do those things that please the Father. I and the Father are one. But when in love he took my place in your place, on Calvary's cross, God turned his back upon him. We read it, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God forsook Jesus, that you and I might never be forsaken, and that through his work, we might be restored to communion with himself. Man was created for redemption. Man has been redeemed. Man was created for fellowship. Man has been redeemed for fellowship with God. That's marvellous. You know, on the resurrection morn, the message the Lord Jesus gave to Mary was, go to my brethren and say, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, my God and your God. Grace has brought us into the same blessed, loving relationship that he enjoyed in manhood. And more than that, because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son in our hearts, crying out, the Father. It's not light only, it's experience. Oh, it's wonderful, beloved, to be able to go into the Father's presence. It says the worshipper once purged has no more consciousness of sin. He looks at us as holy and blameless. We can recline in His presence. Know the favour of His love. Oh, the nearness that He's brought us into. We're accepted in the beloved. And we're given the spirit of sonship, the feelings of the Son. You remember when He was in the garden, He could cry, Abba Father. And we're able to use those words. The Spirit engenders those feelings into our hearts. You see, as we look at the Lord Jesus, admiringly, His love, His devotion, His commitment to the will of God, His patience, His compassion, all these lovely features of perfection. They're initiated, or the source of them is in the Spirit of God Himself. And He gives us the same feelings about the Son as the Father enjoys. Then we read in Ephesians that we've been strengthened by the Father's Spirit. So we can fellowship with the Father. What did He say? Three times He declared His pleasure in His Son from heaven. At His birth. Then He could say, as He came out of the waters of baptism, this is My beloved Son in whom I found My delight. Then on the Mount of Transfiguration, He could utter similar words. So the pleasure that we find in Christ, they're engendered by the Spirit. I said something wrong earlier. I meant the Spirit of sonship in us, engenders in us, is the source of similar feelings that the Lord had to His Father. And as I was saying, it's wonderful to be in the conscious embrace of the Father's love. The Father loved the Son, and we're brought into the enjoyment of that love. So we, by the Spirit of sonship, give expression to the feelings of a Son. As I say, the source of them is the Holy Spirit, and they're the same kinds of feelings that the Lord Jesus had relative to His Father, and so we're in fellowship with the Son. And as having the Father's Spirit and being able to appreciate the lovely features in Christ that gladden the Father's heart, allowed Him to say, this is My beloved Son, in whom I have found My pleasure or delight. Those feelings, the source of those feelings, akin to that in our hearts, as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us the same kind of feelings as the Father had for the Son, and the Son had for the Father. So we're brought into fellowship with divine persons. In this chapter, eternal life was manifested in Jesus, and it's imparted to us. And and we're brought into relation with the Father and the Son. And it's in this life that we're able to fellowship with divine persons. I can't say much more about it, but I know it through experience. That the Spirit, He helps us to enter into the intimate feelings that divine persons have for one another. He's the source of those feelings in us, and He wouldn't give us feelings that are different from the Father and the Son. Well, I know we brethren a bit shy of speaking about experience. Some people make all kinds of claims. Experiences that cannot be substantiated by Scripture. But Christianity is not just to be liked. It's to be experienced. What we know now through the Spirit sees the earnest of our inheritance. He gives us a foretaste of what we're going to enjoy up there. So heaven shouldn't be a strange place to us when the Lord calls us home. But I was going to say something, it's just gone from my mind. Anyway, I would seek to encourage my brethren, my brothers and sisters, that Christianity is not light only. God has given us the Spirit that we might have experience and fellowship with divine persons relative to what the pleasure they find in one another. This is marvellous. You know, the gospel was designed, we've been speaking about the Lord's sufferings and what we have been brought into, and we'll be eternally grateful for that. But primarily the gospel was designed for the pleasure of divine persons. A brother quoted it this morning, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despise the shame. He died not only to answer the sin question, he satisfied every claim of God's holy throne against the sinner, but he died that God might be righteously set free to introduce the purpose of his love, and that was to have you and I to walk in fellowship with himself, redeemed for fellowship, brought back and equipped by having a new nature. We've been made partakers in the divine nature, and by being given the Spirit who takes on the character of the Spirit of Sonship and the Father's Spirit, so that we might enjoy with divine persons their pleasure and joy in one another. Can you think of anything greater than that? That the God, as I said, who from eternity to eternity, Scripture says, thou art God. The God who is all-knowing, the God who is all-powerful, the God who is everywhere, wants persons like you and I to live in fellowship with himself throughout the eternal days. And we can have a foretaste of it now. The Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. He's given to us to this end. Well, may we enjoy these things. What I was going to say before has just come back to me. These people who make outlandish claims as to experience. Every Christian experience is engendered by the Spirit of God, who inspired the Word of God. So there'll be no incompatibility. They'll be the same. So I would just seek to encourage my brethren, my brothers and sisters, that God would have us to live in fellowship with himself. It says of Enoch, he walked with God and he was not, but God took him. Well, may heaven not be a strange place when we go there, when the Lord takes us home. We will be set free. We're entrammeled now in this body of humiliation, but when I see him, I shall be like him, for I shall see him as he is. And if we go to the end of Revelation. Look, Christianity's real. I know it through experience. I've come to the Lord's Supper broken-hearted, depressed, longing for the Lord to take me home. But momentarily, the Spirit has transported me into the realm of new creation, where there's no more tears, there's no more death, there's no more sorrow. And to enjoy the love of God with my Saviour. We'll live with him forever in the enjoyment of the love of God. And God will fellowship with his people, and we with him. Well, may we be helped to do it now, for his name's sake. Do you want me to pray?